We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.
Southern Mississippi has done what people said they couldn't do.
On the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield, live from walk-ons, welcome to Golden Eagle Hotline. Golden Eagle Hotline is brought to you by Walk-On Sports Bistro. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Now, here's the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome in to another edition of the Golden Eagle Hotline, our weekly visit with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall. Going to sit around the next hour or so, talk Golden Eagle football. The Golden Eagles hit the road. They'll be traveling down the interstate this Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, to take on to their longtime rivals, the Green Wave of Tulane. So going to be a big weekend for the Golden Eagles. Golden Eagles and Tulane meeting for the 34th time in their football histories on Saturday night down on the campus of Tulane University. So love to have you join our conversation. If you're here with us in the restaurant tonight, love to have you jot a question now. Already got a ton of really good questions tonight talking about Golden Eagle football, talking about the game this weekend against the Tulane Green Wave. So glad to have you with us wherever you might be listening in as we talk Golden Eagle football with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall. Will, last week the Golden Eagles, of course, in action, hosting Northwestern State at the Rock at Roberts Stadium. Give us sort of your takeaway, what you came away with after that ball game against Northwestern State.
Yeah, you know, John, well, it was obviously a game we were supposed to win, playing an FCS opponent. But I thought, you know, all week long we really wanted to concentrate on ourselves, really wanted to improve in things we could control. And it's been a big point of emphasis for us ever since the Liberty game. We've got to get better at doing what we're supposed to do and controlling what we can control and doing our job, not so much worrying about everything that's going on around us. And I thought it was our best game. You know, I thought there was many times where 11 guys on the field were doing exactly what they were supposed to do. And in all three phases, I thought we really played at a high level, and hopefully we can continue to build off that and can continue that execution, because that's what we've got to have. We're a team that's going to be good enough to be in every game we play the rest of the season, but we've got to execute at a high level. We've got to play with great effort. And we've played with great effort all year long. We just haven't executed at a high level. You know, there's a lot of reasons for that. I got to coach better. We're really young in some critical spots, and we're learning. But we're three games in now, and I thought we saw an extreme jump in execution this week, and it was good to see.
Zach Wilkie got his second career start in that ball game last week against Northwestern State. What did you like? You saw it as Zach last weekend.
Yeah, you know, I thought he executed at a high level. He had a few plays he'd like to have back. That was an extremely difficult defense to go against from a systematic standpoint. You know, the week before he was playing Miami, and obviously Miami's got great players, but they're a really easy team to play against from a quarterback perspective because they're really simple. Northwestern State, man, they'd blitz from everywhere. They'd show you looks that they've never shown before. So it was a really difficult game. You know, to make sure assignment-wise your eyes were right and doing the right thing, and I thought he did some really good things. We had some explosive plays. He had some really nice throws. He had a few throws he'd like to have back. And then Ty came in and made some explosive plays, too, in our RPO game. And both of them showed some really good runs. You know, Zach pulled it on a counter play one time and went running through the middle of the field and showed his athleticism. Ty had several good design runs, so – you know, I thought they both played, did some really good things, and both had some plays they'd like to have back. I tell you what, they've had great weeks of practice. They're really growing and maturing. I think we're on the verge of really making a jump offensively and becoming the offense, you know, that we think we can become here and getting explosive again.
I know we were talking earlier today. Another group that really I thought showed up and you see getting better and better each week is those young wide receivers. They had a lot of guys really step up, make big plays in that ball game.
Yeah, we did. We showed our depth there, too. We're recruiting at a high level. You know, Jason Brownlee only had two catches. We got him out of the game early for obvious reasons. Jacarius Caston had a big week. You know, we had some young guys, Jalen May and Zay Franks and Richard Mays, that made some catches. You saw Ty Mims and what he can do. You know, we got another guy, Frog Jones, you know, from Taylorsville, that's a really talented young man. The ball just hadn't found him yet. It's going to, though. He's a young man that's going to have a great year for us. We're able to get the tight end some touches. We threw for 400 yards, which is hard to do on air, right? So, I mean, throwing for 400 yards is really good, especially with two freshman quarterbacks. It was good to see. And I think it's something we can build on in the future as we continue to grow this offense.
Defensively, I thought the Eagles played well, had a lot of the veterans step up, but then some young players as well that are getting a chance to really play for the first time.
Yeah, it was a dominating performance defensively. You know, we really controlled them at the line of scrimmage. They couldn't block us. And I thought we made some plays. It was good for Jay Stanley to get that interception. That was a phenomenal play. Swayze Bozeman got a scoop and score, courtesy of Jaleel Clemens and Kristen Booth and Dominic Quiwan doing their job on pass rush and causing a fumble. So all around, it was a really good game defensively. And in the kicking game, we just dominated the kicking game. You know, Mason Hunt got some accolades this week. Natron Brooks, at our punt returner, got some accolades. And we just really had a great game in all phases except for kickoff cover. I thought we were a little lax in kickoff cover. Now, we subbed and played a lot of people late that aren't normally on that unit, getting some people some playing time. But I thought we could have played better in kickoff cover. But, man, our punt return unit, our punt unit, and our kickoff return unit, I thought really, really displayed. And our field goal, extra point block team, I thought they all played at a high level.
This week against the Tulane Ball Club that obviously you know quite a bit about. You recruited a number of the guys on the Tulane Ball Club. So that kind of sets up some interesting storylines this week, doesn't it? Coach Willie Fritz, some of the guys that you were coaching down there at Tulane, and the Golden Eagles. So neat story this weekend.
Yeah, you know, it really is. You know, I think the world of Willie Fritz. I truly love him. My kids love him. He's like a grandfather to my youngest son, Pete. I mean, they've got a great relationship. I think there was an article written in NOLA.com about their relationship, you know, when Pete was there. And he's just a real man. He's a real leader of men. I've got the utmost respect for him. I love my 2 years there. Jordy Joseph, our running backs coach, played there and coached under Coach Fritz. So there's a lot of ties. I got a lot of friendships there. Obviously, their quarterback, Michael Pratt's a kid that is a really close relationship with me and my family. He's like a son to me, and my wife absolutely loves him. He could shoot, move in and live with us. I mean, we think the world of him, and I'm just so proud of him and how he's developed. And so there's a lot of ties, but, man, that don't matter on Saturday, John. You know, man, your competitors, it's no different than when you and your brother went out in the yard and played basketball. You loved your brother, but you wanted to beat his butt that day, you know, and that's what we're going to be trying to do, and that's what they're going to be trying to do to us, and we're looking forward to going down there and playing a great opponent. They're 3-0. I think we're huge underdogs, And, you know, we're going to go down there. We've grown a lot in this program. We're going to see how much we've grown because they're a great team. They're the best team we've played this year. And I mean that. They are the best football team we've played this year. And I know we played Miami. They ain't as good as Tulane. All right? And so it's going to be a tremendous challenge versus a well-coached program, and we're looking forward to that challenge.
That'll be the Golden Eagles and the Green Wave of Tulane on Saturday night down in New Orleans, and should be a great battle between two teams that have played each other. This will be the 34th meeting in history between the two ball clubs. Let's take a break. Got a lot of really good questions we'll get to when we come back. We are talking Golden Eagle football here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. We're back with Coach Willa Hall right in a moment. Come back, everybody. We're coming back in just a second. This is Southern Miss football from Learfield.
There is something for everyone at Canebrake Country Club in Hattiesburg. Canebrake offers an 18-hole private golf course, a 24-hour fitness facility, a junior Olympic-sized swimming pool, and year-round social and dining events sure to please every member of the family, including the new Canebrake restaurant and bar overlooking the 18th green. For more information on membership or hosting your next big event, visit canebrakecountryclub.com or call 601-271-2010.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
More Golden Eagle Hotline in a moment, but first, these messages from your local station.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Southern Miss Athletics. This is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
And we are back here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. Glad to have you with us, everybody, as we do what we love to do on a Thursday night, that sit around and talk Golden Eagle football. The Eagles getting ready. Let me correct myself. I had the 34th meeting between the Golden Eagles and Tulane. It's the 33rd meeting between the two ball clubs, a series that dates back to 1979, a battle between the Golden Eagles and Tulane that started off this battle that eventually became the battle for the Bell, and so should be a good one. The Golden Eagles and the Green Wave down in New Orleans this Saturday night. All right, let's get to some questions. We've got a lot of them. First of all, though, we're missing a couple of our regulars here at the restaurant tonight, Pat and Grover Cruz. Miss Pat, I think, has been in the hospital battling a few things. She is as is Grover, a longtime Golden Eagle fan, so we want to send our thoughts and prayers out to Pat and Grover, and get well and get back out of here to Walk-Ons.
Yeah, we really do, man. We think a lot of them and all their support, and so we want to be thinking about them. And also Chad Dickens's father, Charlie, you know, was going through some things right there, and he's a big supporter as well. And I talked to Chad today, and his dad just got diagnosed again. So he's battling, and he's a tough guy. And so we want to be thinking about all of them.
All right, here's a question from Donnie Tynes, who's with us here in the restaurant tonight. What kind of tempo can we expect from Tulane, and how will our tempo be this week?
Yeah, so Tulane plays pretty slow and methodical offensively. They call plays off a wristband, so that they don't go very fast, so I don't think you can expect a lot of tempo out of them. As far as us and how we're playing, we'll play faster than them. We're not one of those teams that plays super fast. We'll start pushing the tempo when we start executing better. We would like to be a faster playing team than what we are right now. But with our young quarterbacks and us wanting to make sure we're in good plays and building this thing the way we're playing defensively, we're not playing as fast as what I would generally like to. You'll only see us continue to play faster as we continue to grow offensively with these young kids.
All right, here's one from Randy. Randy ought to be on, like, SportsCenter. He's got so many good questions.
Well, he loves the Golden Eagles.
He does love the Golden Eagles. Yep. And did you get a piece of that cake he brought
by
this week?
I think it was their best effort.
It was good, no question about it. All right, Randy wants to know, what will be the coaches and players' schedule next week, being it's not a game week, an open date for the Eagles? And he says, will you and your staff be in next week and for the cakes that he brings by?
Yes, we will be there, Randy.
If the cakes come, you'll be in, right?
Early in the week, we'll be there. We'll practice a few times early in the week. We'll spend a lot of time on fundamentals and a little bit of time on Troy. Then on Thursday night, we'll be out and about at junior college and high school games. Friday night, we'll be out and about at high school games. So we will practice. We'll be in early in the week, though. Later on Thursdays, our coaches will get out and start recruiting.
All right, here's another one for Randy. He gets, because of the cakes, he gets two questions.
There you go.
He wants to know, what challenges will we face being coaching staffs are familiar with each other, and or will it just boil down to the players and how they execute in the ball game?
Yeah, you know, Randy, we know them and they know us. That's part of it. You know, that's not as uncommon today as what you might think. Now, this has been documented more so than most because of mine and Coach Rich's relationship. And obviously because it's a rivalry, right? I mean, between us and Tulane. But, you know, I guess it could play a part in it. But once you roll that ball out there, man, you got to play. You know, we got to be who we are and who we're trying to become. And they got to be them. And we just got to play.
Okay. A couple of good questions there, Randy. Is that worth another cake, maybe? Okay. All right. Randy, you got about six of them in here tonight. Here's one from Vance. Here in the restaurant, do you expect a low-scoring game based on the defenses of the two teams, or do you think much about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you always try to create a pathway to victory for your team, and obviously, you know, they've been like the 85 Bears on defense. I mean, they've only given up 20 points all year. They've not given up a play of 30 yards or more all year, and a lot of people are saying we're not going to be able to score any points on them, so you know, we've been really good on defense, too. So you would think the way both of our defenses have played that would lead it to be, you know, a low-scoring game. I haven't seen what Vegas says the total is or anything like that. But you would think the way both defenses have played that it would have a better chance of being that than the other way.
For our fans who aren't familiar with the Tulane coach, Willie Fritz, who you work for down there at Tulane, and a great career at Blinn Junior College, and we were talking earlier, Frank Firestone, great center for the Golden Eagles. In fact, Lee Roberts is center there here at Southern Miss back in the mid-90s. Talk about Willie Fritz and what it was like to work for him and what kind of coach he is and what kind of style of play does he like to play?
Yeah, so Willie was a Blinn Junior College coach, Coach Michael Bishop there. You may remember one of the all-time great college quarterbacks at Kansas State. Willie won a national title there. Then he was the all-time winningest coach in Central Missouri history, a D2 school in Missouri. Then he went to Sam Houston State and revived that program, FCS school, took them to two national title appearances. Then he took over Georgia Southern when they were making the transition from FCS to Division I, took them to their first ever bowl game, and then he took over at Tulane. And it's been the three bowl games in the past 4 years, which, you know, a lot of people would tell you is a miracle at Tulane, you know. And he has just done a phenomenal job of building programs everywhere he's been. He's a real pure guy. He's a leader of men. He treats people the right way. He's a defensive guy, a special teams guy by nature. He used to call the defense back when he was at D2 and junior college. And just a great person. And really believes in playing the right way and has built that program the right way.
Here's a question from Harold. Where's Harold over here? Harold, yep, with the Southern Miss cap, yep, on over there. He says at the game last Saturday, he says, we heard the refs say on fourth downs some number changes. Yep. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so, you know, college football is all about one thing, right? And that's recruiting. And recruiting is paramount in everything you do. Recruiting has to be on the forefront of everything you do every day if you want to win in college football. What that's done is it's caused you to have double numbers a lot of times. So, like, we have two number ones and two number twos and two number threes and all that. So, when Tyler Knight's number three and Frank Gore's number three, right? So when they're on the field at the same time in the kicking game, one of them has to put a different number on. So I think Frank ends up putting 89 on because we play our best players in the kicking game, so they're all out there. Jason Brownlee's number one and Lakevious Daniels number one. So I think Brownlee puts number 90 on when he's out there on punt return. So that's all it is. We got two guys with the same number. One of them's got to put a different number on. They have to announce it the very first time you do it, so you hear it in the first quarter, and then you don't hear it anymore after that.
Okay, good question there, Harold.
Sure is. Really good question.
Let's take a break. We'll come back to more Golden Eagle football with Coach Will Hall here on a Thursday night. Eagles at Tulane on Saturday night. Back in a moment, this is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Southern Miss fans, for more unique Golden Eagles content, subscribe to the official USM podcast, Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Hosted by the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox, hear from a variety of different guests and their stories as John dives deep on their connection to the university through athletics and the community. You can also find archived coaches' shows. Search Inside Southern Miss Athletics on the Varsity Podcast Network. It's also on Apple, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Golden Eagle Hotline will return in 60 seconds on the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
the Golden Eagle Hotline. Here again is John Cox.
And we are back on the Golden Eagle Hotline here at Walk-On in Hattiesburg. Glad to have you with us here every week, doing what we love to do. Although next week we won't be here. Next week's an open date for the Eagles, so we will not have a show. Coach will be doing whatever he does on an open day. He'll be recruiting, all right? I figured that's what you – I didn't figure going to the beach or something like that. Unless you're recruiting
the only
on the
way
beach.
To win in college football is to get really big and really fast. We're way bigger and faster than we were last year, and we plan on being even bigger and faster next year.
All right. Here's a not a question, but a statement from our good buddy Leighton Miller.
Yeah.
And he says, you won last weekend. He said that was a good birthday gift for him. So now he says, let's get another one against Tulane.
I appreciate that, Leighton. That was a good birthday gift, man.
All right. Here's a question. Joshua? Joshua,
yeah.
Right? Joshua Patrick. And he wants to know, pretty simple, can we beat Tulane and can we get the bell back?
We can, Joshua. We can beat them. We're going to have to play really well. They're a really good football program, and they're playing at a high level right now. They're a very experienced team. They tackle really well and play really, really hard, and they've got a phenomenal quarterback. So we're going to have to put our best foot forward and play at a really high level for four quarters to do it. But we can do it.
All right. Good question. Appreciate it. They've been here. You guys got here early tonight. You were about 4:45.
They love
this afternoon. Here's another Randy question. This ought to be worth maybe some muffins or something, but Randy wants to know about depth at linebacker. I know we've had a few injuries there, but what's the situation there at linebacker?
Yeah, he's talking about Josh Carr being hurt. So Josh plays Jack linebacker, and he had not played very much this season already, so it really doesn't affect us moving forward. Now, Josh had a good year for us last year. He had some banged up a little bit this offseason and some things. So we're going to get him healthy, and we'll have him back for the 23 season. But at Jack, we got Avery Hobbs, who has been a phenomenal player for us. We got Jaleel Clemens, who's playing at an extremely high level. We got Dominic Quiwon, who caused a fumble that caused a touchdown last week. We've also got Tyrese Hopkins out of Starkville, a young guy that's coming on. So we've got a great depth at Jack. And we don't, unless we suffer some more injuries, that should not affect this football team. It will be great to have Josh back and fully healthy, you know, for next year's football team.
Well, if you would, some fans that may not know, guys can play in as many as four games and still keep that year of eligibility,
right?
That's
right. That's the rule. You got four games now.
Did you like that when that came about? Do you like that?
Yes, I think that's the way it should be, you know, because you got so much, many things that can happen roster management-wise. There's more injuries now than there's ever been because so many people are bigger and faster. You play more games than you used to. So that also is causes there to be a more chance of injury. And so I think having the added depth of being able to play kids in four games is the right thing to do.
All right. And here's one from Vance who wants to know, do you consider Tulane to be a tougher opponent than Miami?
Yeah, I do. I think they're 3-0. I think they're better than Miami at quarterback. I know that kid's an NFL draft pick, but I think Michael Pratt's a better player. I think Tulane is – like I said, Tulane's only given up 20 points in three games. They've not given up a play of over 30 yards defensively. So they're like the 85 Bears is what we've been saying, you know, or the Ravens teams of old. You know, very rarely does anybody move the ball on them. They got a great quarterback, and they've got a head coach that's won his whole life. And they're phenomenal in the kicking game. They're 3-0 right now. They went on the road to Kansas State. And Kansas State beat Missouri 42-10 the week before, and they beat Kansas State. So I would say, yes, they're definitely the best team we've played this year.
You know, Willie French was for a long time, I don't know if it was a secret, but he was the guy that finally got that D1 job, and he's done it the right way with Tulane, kind of building it back up from the ground floor up, and a really, really good football team. And he's kind of building that Tulane program for the future.
No doubt. I think he didn't have a winning season until maybe his fourth year. He won five games year two, five games year three, then finally got him to a bowl the next year, and they've been to a bowl game every year since until last year. Now, last year was an anomaly because of the hurricane. They got displaced. They weren't even at home for the first so many games of the season. It was just a really unfair deal what happened to them. But, yeah, he's built it the right way. He's built it to last. And, like I said, I thank the world of him.
All right, one more Randy question here. Randy, you sit around all afternoon and come up with these, I think. While you're baking, while you're in the kitchen baking, he wants to talk special teams. Talk a little bit about special teams. He says he thinks our punt team and our punter played exceptionally well last week.
We really did, and we have in two games. You know, Mason's had some phenomenal games. He is just a great football player and a great human being at punter. Our punt coverage units have been phenomenal outside of really one, versus Miami. They've been phenomenal. And then our field goal and field goal block team have been great this year, field goal protection team. Kickoff cover, we had some lapses late the other night. Like I said, we were playing a lot of young kids that had never played in that, so that wasn't our main kickoff cover team. Kickoff return, we haven't popped one like we would like to. We've been extremely close. We think we're improving in that unit. And so that's punt return, kickoff return. So we're playing at a high level there. Like I said, we play our best players there. That's why we have the number call-outs early, because all our good players are playing on it, and we think we'll continue to do that as the year goes on.
We are talking Golden Eagle football, as we do every Thursday night with Coach Will Hall here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. If you've not had a chance to come out and be with us live and in person here at Walk-Ons, wish you'd do that. Love to have you come out, sit in with us, and talk a little Golden Eagle football. Going to take a break, come back with more to go with Coach Will Hall. When we return, this is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
UJ Chevrolet, serving Mobile since 1939, is proud to partner with Southern Miss Football and offer Golden Eagle fans the best pricing and lowest interest rates on the coast on the hottest models, including Equinox, Traverse, and Tahoes. Now find new roads to UJ and save up to $5,000 on Silverado pickups. UJ Chevrolet, four generations, family owned in Mobile.
Sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
You're listening to Golden Eagle Hotline on the Southern Miss Sports Network.
Golden Eagle Hotline, live at Walk-Ons. Let's rejoin John Cox.
And we're doing what we love to do on a Thursday night here at Walk-Ons. That's sit around and visit with Coach Will Hall and talk Golden Eagle football. And the Golden Eagles on the road this week, be down at Uelmann Stadium, the brand-new stadium on the campus of Tulane University, and take on the Tulane Green Wave. It'll be, I guess, the first time that the Eagles and Tulane have ever met on the Tulane campus. We played most of the time in the Superdome, and of course here had the bowl game a couple of years ago, but the first time there on the campus of Tulane University. And Will, that was if you're Tulane, that was much needed, and that's a great facility and great for that Tulane football program.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I think it opened in maybe 17, John, so they've been playing in it for a few years now. It's a nice little stadium right there on campus. It's very convenient for all our fans that are traveling to the game. There's not a bad seat in the house. You know, they I think Coach Fritz said they sell $3 beer there. So, I mean, you can have a whole lot of fun. Snowballs, margaritas, everything right there in the stadium, and it's a great little environment. And I hope we
got Randy all excited right there.
Yeah, I hope we have a whole lot of Southern Miss fans there. We should.
Yeah, that's a nice thing about this series with Tulane. I mean, easy drive, a couple hour drive, and you're right there at the stadium. Whether you're a Tulane fan coming to Hattiesburg or Hattiesburg going down to Tulane.
Yeah, it just makes a lot of sense, and I commend our administration and Tulane's for getting this. We just signed a four-year deal, so this is the first of a four-year deal where we're going to be playing each other over the next few years. Next year, they come back to us. And so it's a really just makes a whole lot of sense. And common sense doesn't always rule in college athletics. We all know that. But I just commend our administration and theirs for making this happen.
Here's a question from the restaurant. This is from Coralie Morse, who wants to know, in your opinion, how close are we to having the same talent that Tulane had when they came up here the last time and you were the offensive coordinator and he thinks we were better, or they think we were better?
They think we're better now. I think that's what he's saying. But, yeah, we are. We're much more talented than that team was at Southern Miss in 2020. We've had two recruiting classes. You know, we're obviously way more talented than we were last year. And, you know, so – but Tulane's probably a little better too, you know. So, there's a gap there. Like I said, they're on year seven of building their program. We're on year two. But we've recruited at a high level, and we're looking forward to going down there and seeing how much we've grown. You know, we played a really good Liberty team at home game one that's having a really good season and doing some things. They ought to be undefeated right now. They had Wake Forest beat on the road last week, and, you know, we had them – where we could have easily won that game. We played Miami really tough for a long time. So we think we've got a much better football team than what our record shows. We're growing and getting better. And we're going to find out this week, you know, how much we have grown and how much better we are.
We'll talk. You touched earlier on some special teams. Do you like what you're seeing out of the special teams with the Golden Eagles? Or maybe how do you want to get better? How do you think you need to get better to, you know, maybe – make more of an impact on the ball game?
Yeah, I think we're, like I said, I think we're playing at a high level, John. I think our punt team's playing really well. Our punt return unit, set a Southern Miss record last week. Kickoff cover, Briggs kicks it off into the end zone so much, we don't get a lot of great work on it. So I'm a little nervous about that sometimes. I don't know if that nervousness is warranted or just me being a coach when we hadn't gotten a lot of live looks. Kickoff returns, somewhere I think we can execute a little bit better. But field goal team's been phenomenal. Greg Meyer does a great job, our special teams coordinator. We play our best players on it. It's a culture thing with us. Our kids have embraced it. You know, you see Jason Brownlee and Frank Gore on the punt return team. You see Jay Stanley and Malik Shorts on kickoff and punt. You see Avery Havas on all those units. Those are great players, and they're starting on our unit. Jalen Williams and Brodarius Lewis start on our punt team in the Shield. So our players have really embraced the culture that, hey, you can rest on O&D. You don't get to rest in the kicking game. And so I think as we continue to recruit and build this depth, that's going to be something that's really going to carry this football team and something we can embrace and continue to build on.
Yeah, talking about those two big defensive linemen, I was talking earlier this week with Coach Brandon Lacey, who coaches the defensive line, does an amazing job. You got about five or six guys there in that defensive line room that are playing a lot right now and really kind of versatile. They can do a lot of different things. You can kind of plug them in when you need to plug them in.
Yeah, we play at seven consistently. They're all playing at a really good level. Some of them are playing a little better than others. But man, they're really coming on. You know, only two of those seven had ever played college football before this year. So they're another unit that's extremely talented, that's getting better and learning how to play. And they're three games in now. So you're going to see them make another jump. Then at the Jack linebacker position, like we talked about earlier, we got four kids. Three of them are playing at a really high level. We play two of those kids a lot of times in pass rush situations, third and long, 2-minute drill. And those things, and they're really bringing it right now, too, with Hobbs and Jaleel Clemens and Dominic Quiwan. So we think we're playing good right there. That'll be a key point this week, you know, is how well can our D-line, you know, stop the run and get pass rush without help, you know, from our linebackers and perimeter people. It'll be something to watch early in the game.
Talk a little bit about Brandon Lacy. What was your connection there when you brought him into Southern Miss?
So he had worked for Ron Roberts at Southeast Louisiana. Ron's the defensive coordinator at Baylor right now. Ron's got a great lineage of defensive coaches. Pete Golding, who was at Southern Miss. Pete's the D coordinator at Alabama. He cut his teeth under Ron. Dave Aranda, the head coach at Baylor, cut his teeth under Ron. Patrick Toney, the great D coordinator at Florida, cut his teeth under Ron. Austin Armstrong was under Ron. So I've known Ron for some time. We were both D2 head coaches at West Alabama and Delta State and competed against each other. Great respect for him and his defensive mind. And so when we hired Austin, you know, I hired Austin first and obviously wanted to take into account some D-line coaches that he wanted to interview. And because Brandon had worked under Ron and was familiar with the defensive system, and then Ron could vouch for Brandon's character and what he was about, you know, we interviewed Brandon, and he had a great interview. He's a guy that really is attention to detail, really works and cares, has great pride in performance and how his kids play. And over a two-year period, we've really transformed that room, right? All seven of those kids that are playing in that room, only two of them were here when we got here. So we've recruited at a high level. You know, and there's some young kids, too. You know, you talk about DJ Burgess was the 5A player of the year in the state of Mississippi, and more than likely he'll redshirt this year, but he's going to be a phenomenal player. You know, guys like Ely Fuvai from Pensacola Catholic's going to be a phenomenal player. So we've really transformed that room over a two-year time period from a position that didn't have a lot of numbers and not a lot of talent to a position of strength. And that's a credit to him and Coach Armstrong and Joe Marino and Reed Stringer and the rest of our staff.
All right, we're talking Golden Eagle football with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall. Eagles getting ready to travel down to New Orleans on a Saturday night, take on the Tulane Green Wave. We'll take a break, come back, keep the questions coming as we talk Golden Eagle football tonight here at Walk-Ons with Coach Will Hall. Back in a moment. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Southern Miss football, where attitude is everything.
Gore's going to take it down. That's a touchdown, Southern Miss.
Jump off, Paston. Did he hang on? Touchdown.
Clark in trouble. He's going to be sacked. There was Carr.
Follow along Saturday when the Golden Eagles head to the Crescent City to battle Tulane. Coverage starts at 4:30 on the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
More Golden Eagle Hotline in a moment, but first, these messages from your local station.
Through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Southern Miss Athletics. This is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
And we're back here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg doing what we love to do on a Thursday night. That's sit around and talk Golden Eagle football with the head coach of the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall. Again, the Eagles make the trip down the interstate on Saturday afternoon for a Saturday night matchup with a Green Wave of Plains. So need to see a lot of Eagle fans down there. I know we're going to see a lot of Golden Eagle fans down there in New Orleans as the Eagles take on the Tulane Green Wave. Hey, the Mississippi Hospital Association congratulates Mississippi Hospitals on being ranked among the best in the nation. Mississippi Hospitals ranked number one in low cost and number 18 in quality, whether it's sacking illnesses, protecting your family, or paving the way for better health. Mississippi Hospitals and their healthcare heroes are here for you. The Mississippi Hospital Association thanks our hospitals and their frontline heroes who sacrifice so much to take care of all of us. We're trying to get the ball game on there. Got the Sun Belt getting started up there on the TV tonight. Will, that's still a couple of weeks away for the Golden Eagles, but the Sun Belt has really kind of stepped up and made a name for itself here in the early part of the college football season.
Yeah, it really has. You know, Georgia State and Coastal Carolina playing tonight, two really good football teams that are having good starts to their season, and we play both of them later in the year. That's actually the two opponents we catch from the east side this year. We get Georgia State at home, and we got to go to Coastal Carolina. It's a great league that's really well run, and we've represented ourselves well. You know, we're excited to continue to build this program back, you know, to help get it, you know, to represent the league the way we want it as well.
Southern Miss and Tulane this weekend down in New Orleans, and a lot of buzz around Hattiesburg about that ball game. I think we'll have a big crowd down there on Saturday night.
I hope so. You know, I mean, it's a huge rivalry, battle for the bell. We've done a great job all week of providing the history to it. We're 23-9 advantage in the deal. Tulane's won the last two in a row. They've never won three in a row, John, so we need to make sure that doesn't happen. Before they had won two in a row, we had won nine of the last 10. And it means so much to so many of our people. You know, it's just a great rivalry. It's a rivalry that makes sense. And we recruit New Orleans really hard, so that matters. And, you know, we've got several of our former players to make videos this week and send them to Coach Ancar. And we're going to show those to our players in the hotel Friday night. Several of our former players that have played in the Tulane rivalry and have experienced it. And just explaining to our players what it means to them, you know. And so we're excited, you know, about this rivalry getting back started. We're playing for a trophy, the Battle of the Bell. Half the bell is painted Southern Miss. The other half is Tulane. I'm 2-0 in this rivalry. Unfortunately, it's on the wrong side. You know what I'm saying? So I'd like to keep that going, and you know, so we're excited about this weekend.
Well, the Golden Eagle football schedule, how involved are you with Jeremy McClain about putting the future schedules here, the non-conference schedules?
Well, I'm very involved with the future, but now that's way down the road future. Most of the schedule for this year and next year and the next was already done. What I've been involved with Jeremy is things, you know, that'll be announced for like 25, 26, 27. Jeremy's, you know, just a phenomenal leader. He's a great communicator. You know, we have a really good relationship, man, and just thank the world of him. He always communicates with me when the negotiations that are going on. And so we're on the same page. We understand, man. Look, at Southern Miss, we're always going to play a Power 5 every year, a money game, if you will. That's just what we've got to do. Then we would always like to play two Group of 5 regional rivalries like we're doing with Tulane this year. We played Liberty as well. And then we'd like to play an FCS opponent each year. And so Jeremy does a great job with that. And we've always got to have six home games because it matters playing at the Rock. And it's a lot to manage for him. He's on the forefront of managing that and setting it up. And then as the negotiation gets close, you know, he may tell me, hey, we've got Team A or Team B right here that could be willing to fill this slot. What would you rather do? You know, and then I'll let him know, and then he'll attack it from that standpoint. But, man, he's an awesome leader and just very blessed to have him here at Southern Miss.
Sun Belt's had some success here in the non-conference portion of the season. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't, because we, especially with the eastern side of the division, there's been a lot of coaching stability there. You know, when you look at App State, their head coach is an App State guy that's been there for a long time. When you look at the other ones that have won, you know, they've been there and built their programs. And group of five football programs that are winning all have one thing in common. They have consistency at the top. They have head coaches that have been there, you know, for quite some time. And, you know, that's what you're seeing, you know, right there with that. And then, you know, Georgia Southern got the big win at Nebraska. That was great to see. Now, we know Nebraska's not the Nebraska of mine and your youth right there, John. And then, you know, so it's been good for our program to see. On the west side, you've got a lot of new staffs that are building their programs. You know, it's my second year. It's Troy's first year. It's Lafayette's first year. It's App State's it's Arkansas State's second year. It's Monroe's second year. And it's South Alabama's second year. So you got a lot of new rebuilds going on the western side of the conference. So you'll see that get better as we go.
We are talking Golden Eagle football as we do every Thursday night, almost every Thursday night, with the head coach, the Golden Eagles, Coach Will Hall. No show next week. Eagles have an open date, so no show next week. We'll return in a couple of weeks as the Golden Eagles return to action. We'll take a break, come back from walk-ons tonight. Eagles getting ready to head down to the Crescent City, take on the Tulane Green Wave on Saturday night. Back in a moment, the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
The true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with life-altering diagnoses. Team Impact pairs these kids with college athletic teams as part of a two-year program, getting them off the sideline and into the game. The collegiate student-athletes gain a new teammate, a new friend, and a new perspective. For more information, visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact, all in, all together.
Golden Eagle Hotline will return in 60 seconds on the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Hotline here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg here most every Thursday night. Again, not next Thursday night, open date for the Golden Eagles, so we will not be here, but we'll return in a couple of weeks back here at Walk-Ons to do what we love to do on Thursday night. Let's talk a little Golden Eagle football. Lee, here's a question about my former Golden Eagle quarterback, now my partner on the radio, Lee Roberts. Lee's had some surgery this week and had to miss last Saturday's game, going to miss again this Saturday. So I talked to Lee earlier today. Just want him to know we're thinking about him and anxious for him to get back.
Man, Lee is just a phenomenal human being, one of the best I've ever met, and, you know, one of the all-time greats here. And just thank the world of him. He's been a great resource for me in connecting to former players from the past and in that era. And, man, nobody's ever run into Lee Roberts and didn't like him. You know what I mean? And me and my family go to church with him, and he's just a just a great guy, and we wish him well. He'll be back, man. Lee Roberts, a true blue tough guy.
Yeah, no doubt. He is. He's one of the best, and we missed him last week, and we will miss him this weekend, but he'll return after the open date, healthy and stronger than ever. So look forward to having Lee back alongside in the radio booth. All right, as we start to run out of some time tonight, the keys to victory this weekend against the Green Wave. Has that changed from week to week, or anything specific about this ball game?
Oh, yeah, it changes every week, John, just like the opponent changes. You know what I'm saying? So Tulane. You know, we got to really tackle well defensively. We can't give up big plays. They've got a great back, number 22. He didn't play a lot last week. I know him really well, Tajay Spears. He is a phenomenal kid, tough kid, great player, like legitimately a great football player. I don't know if he's banged up or what. We'll see. But we got to tackle him and the rest of their backs. They're really good. We got to contain, you know, Michael Pratt because he is a phenomenal quarterback. Keep the ball in front of us, leverage the ball. You know, offensively, we got to find a way to create explosives. Like I said, they've not given up a play all year over 30 yards. They're only one of two teams in the college football that haven't done that. And they've only given up 20 points on the whole season in three games. So, like I said, man, they're like the 85 Bears on defense. And, you know, we got to play really sound in the kicking game. They got a really good punt returner, number four, Jaquan Jackson out of Hanville, Louisiana. We've got to leverage him and smother him quickly and not let him get started. So we just got to, you know, got to play with all-out effort. We got to tackle really well. We got to find a way to create some explosives. And obviously, you know, the turnover battle will be huge. Anytime you're a 13-point underdog, you know, to overcome that and win that, you got to try to win the turnover battle. So that'll be huge.
I think we'll have a good group of Golden Eagle fans down there. That'll be important. We need to have a lot of black and gold down there at the stadium on Saturday.
You know, that would be huge. You know, I remember last year when we played South Alabama in baseball and we packed out their baseball stadium. It was completely black and gold. And I know Coach Barry's done a phenomenal job with our baseball program and we've been winning consistently over a period of time. And we haven't been doing that in football right now, but we are building this thing back, and we're doing it with a blueprint that's worked forever. We're doing it in a way that should be familiar to real Southern Miss fans. And, man, we would love it if a lot of you came down and supported us during the build. At some point, we're going to win a big game to get this program over the hump. That could be this weekend. And wouldn't it be awesome if you were there to see it turn? And, man, we would love to have you there. We really need you. It could be a great jolt. It could be the thing that puts us over the hump. Remember, Southern Miss is not a you and them place. It's a we place. Southern Miss is great for so many years because we all pulled together and we made it happen together. And Southern Miss needs everybody. And this football program and this football team right now needs everyone pulling with us. We need you. We need you this weekend. We need you at the Rock, and we certainly would appreciate it if you came and helped us out.
All right, the Eagles and Tulane on Saturday. We'll take our final break, come back, and wrap it up tonight from walk-ons. Back in a moment, the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
There is something for everyone at Canebrake Country Club in Hattiesburg. Canebrake offers an 18-hole private golf course, a 24-hour fitness facility, a junior Olympic-sized swimming pool, and year-round social and dining events sure to please every member of the family, including the new Canebrake Restaurant and Bar overlooking the 18th Green. For more information on membership or hosting your next big event, visit canebrakecountryclub.com or call 601-271-2010.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
You're listening to Golden Eagle Hotline on the Southern Miss Sports Network.
This is an important message from the Mine Safety and Health Administration. Mining fatalities, accidents, and injuries are preventable. Taking a minute to approach your task safely can protect you and your fellow miners from injury and death. Staying alert and focused can keep you safe. Do it safe. Do it right. Whether buckling a seatbelt or securing equipment, these quick safety measures can prevent injuries and fatalities. Take time. Save lives. For more resources, visit MSHA.gov.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org.
Well, our final couple of minutes tonight here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg as the Golden Eagles get ready to load up tomorrow. They'll head down to New Orleans, get ready to take on the Tulane Green Wave on Saturday night. They're at Uelman Stadium, brand new on campus, the facility there for the Green Wave. And Will, what's the one thing you want Golden Eagle fans to remember, whether they're in the stadium on Saturday night, watch it on TV, listen on the radio? What's the one thing Golden Eagle fans need to remember this weekend?
Well, need to remember. I hope they remember. I hope they remember it forever, because I hope we win, John, and it's the time, you know, where we turn this program around, you know. And you know, the great Bobby Bowden said, you know, when you're building a program, at first you lose big, then you lose close, then you win close, and then you win big. We're somewhere in between right now, losing close and winning close. You know, we've got to make that next jump. And that's in the details. You know, it's in the details of how you do things every day, and it's in the details of recruiting. We're a much more talented roster now. We played a really good opponent. We won our last two games last year versus two teams that weren't very good. We played a really good team in Liberty to start the year, and we lost close. And we're kind of at that point now where, you know, when we play a good football team like Tulane, you know, we're in that losing close to winning close part, and everything matters when you're in that part. And that's the next phase of our program, is to win a big game versus a really good team. And it's going to take everybody involved with Southern Miss. It's going to take everybody pulling for us. It's going to take this football team playing extremely hard, you know, for 60 minutes. But it's also going to take more than just playing hard, because we do play hard. We got to play well. And I've seen a lot of growth over the last 2 weeks. I've seen a lot of growth with our young quarterbacks. I've seen a lot of growth offensively. I've seen a lot of growth defensively with us executing our assignments. And I think we're going to play well this weekend. I really do. I think we're going to put our best foot forward. I feel good about where we're at with our program. And I think we're going to take another step forward, and I hope it's enough to win a big game and take the next step with this program, because that's what we need to do.
Well, we appreciate it. Always enjoy our visits here on a Thursday night here at Walk-Ons with all our great Golden Eagle fans and those who are listening in as well. So can't wait to get down there. Going to be a good one. Golden Eagles and the Green Wave and the battle for the bell. So best of luck this weekend, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, big rivalry game, man. So blessed to be representing this program in this state. And come down there and support us. We're going to put our best foot forward to the top.
All right, well, that's it here tonight at Walk-Ons. We'll see you in a couple of weeks back here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. We'll see you on Saturday night down in New Orleans for the Golden Eagles and the Tulane Green Wave. Have a great week, everybody. See you next time. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
The Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield. You've been listening to Golden Eagle Hotline, live from Walk-Ons. Tonight's show was brought to you by Walk-Ons Sports Bistro. Win everyone, everywhere, every way, every day. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.